Hey, 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 what's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I'm your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana.
And we are always delighted to be with our family in podcast land.
That's right, baby.
Now, if this is your first time tuning in, we just want to let you know that we are a hot, and I mean hot, sexy marriage podcast, and we talk about marriage, our marriage, and life's ups and downs, and how we navigate through it from our perspective.
That's right, everyone, and let's just be noted, let it be noted that we are here to tell you all what we do and what works in our relationship. Now, listen, if you can apply it to your relationship and it works for you, do that. But remember to tweak it just a little bit that it applies the way you like to do things. But on the other hand, if it does not apply and you cannot tweak it or put it into your relationship, that's okay, my love. Just put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. So, I'm super excited all the time to tune into the Way That I Love You podcast. Mm-hmm. And you all are here. This is the time to subscribe.
Yes.
As we can just say thank you to everyone around the world. You know,
absolutely.
We appreciate you all and your subscriptions. You know who you are.
You are.
Hey.
North America.
North America.
South America.
South America.
Africa.
Africa.
Asia.
Asia.
Europe.
Europe.
And Oceania.
Oceania, baby, as always, we see you out there. We thank you to everyone, as we say every week.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our heart. How you tune into the Way That I Love You podcast. You subscribe to the Way That I Love You podcast. And you tell all of your friends about the Way That I Love You podcast. And we say this, like, this whole thing every week.
Uh-huh.
So you all know what's coming.
Yes.
When we say it, you know, you're getting ready. You're like, okay, North America, South America. And we get so hype about it. Sometimes we get so hype, we kind of go above the music that because we get so excited. And we appreciate each and every one of you, how you love on us. And
yes.
We thank you. And at this time, if you're not already subscribed to the Way That I Love You podcast, you want to go ahead, if you're on YouTube, you want to like and subscribe.
Yes.
And you want to share. And if you're not on YouTube and you're listening in, you want to go ahead and subscribe to all of your social media platforms. Like, you know, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Alexa. You know,
and
wherever.
Definitely like grab the links too and post it on your social media page.
That's right.
Share it that way as well.
That's right. That's right. So we want to give you a chance right now to share with your friends and to post. And if you can, if you're on Facebook or any of those things and you're listening in, you also can actually give a review right then and there on Facebook or Instagram. You know, don't feel afraid that you're not going to be cut off. Go ahead and, you know, put in your notes. And, you know, I heard someone put in last week about the Mother's Day thing. And they were like, oh, wow, it's so great that, you know, you have a great relationship and you're not afraid to talk about your mothers together.
Right.
The things that, you know, that you go through in your marriage with your in-laws. Mm-hmm. So, you know, thank you for that. Thank you for listening in. And yes, congratulations to you for listening in and, you know, really putting in the effort to
Go out there, comment
and make
your thoughts known, because we love it. We want to receive your feedback. We want to know what's on your mind out there. We want to know what we can talk about next. We want to know how you feel to make sure that what we're bringing to the table is what you're wanting.
Yes. So we're in May.
Mm-hmm.
This is season 4, episode 7.
Correct.
But we're in May, y'all, and we're in Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia. And the weather is so crazy that I am wearing my turtleneck. It's crazy. You have a t-shirt on. I have a turtleneck on. We don't know. We so screwed up over here. We don't know if we're coming or going. And the weather has done a great deal of just being one day it's cold, it's in the 50s, the next day it's in the 70s.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went for a walk today and I was like, what should I put on? I didn't know. Right. I went to, you know, walk in the park and I didn't know what to put on. I was like, should I wear my sneakers? Do I need socks with these sneakers? I was wearing my my sneakers that you get kind of like so your feet can breathe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, my feet might be cold. Earlier that morning, babe, I had my Uggs on while I was in the house and doing some light house cleaning. I was like, and my sister came in and she's like, you got your Uggs on. I'm like, yeah, because it was cold in the house. It was cold in the house, but hot outside.
Yeah.
So, you know, you all can see right now if you're watching on YouTube, Will has his his Wu-Tang t-shirt on. I'm sorry, I thought it was Batman. He has his Wu-Tang t-shirt on, and I have a long sleeve turtleneck. The weather is confused, and it is confusing us as a team.
Well, with that being said, that brings up like a perfect thing, like being confused, not only by the weather, but with things that's happening. So this is season 4, episode 7, The Space Between Us.
The Space Between Us. And when do you know that you need some space? You know, how do you bring that up in the conversation? What does it look like in your marriage or your relationship? What does it look like to you? How do you perfect it in a way that it does not, bother. I don't want to use the word bother. That it does not offend your spouse. And even if you are super close, like we're super close, how do you say, even though we're super close, right, we still need our space? And I think we talked about this. We've talked about the things. And then there's another aspect, the space between us.
Right.
Things of not being said.
Right.
Like that particular, segment can be so much.
Yeah.
The space between us, the words that are not being said.
Right.
That we need to say.
My nose is itching.
That happens. It's like when you get on air, your nose itch, your hair itch. Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't know, sick joke. But the space between us, you all, we had, we got in a new space in our home. And I have tons of furniture in this house. I can house another house from the things that I have in my one home.
House another house.
I can house another. And so we got in an extra room in our home. And I said, okay, I'm going to go down the basement and I'm going to get two royal leather chairs. We have two leather chairs, one orange, one brown. And then we have, with the leather chairs, a dresser. So I decorated the whole room, basically, from going downstairs and just like pulling up these different things.
She went thrift store shopping in our own house.
Well, that's what our daughter said. She said, Mommy, I want to decorate my room and I want it to be different. I'm like, oh, okay, well, go ahead. And she's like, I'm like, well, you want to go to the store and get something? She was like, yeah, we could. And then I was like, well, what do you want the house to look like? She was like, I want it to look like our home. I said, what do you want your room to look like?
Right, right.
She said, I want it to look like our home. And I'm like, okay, well, if anything is not tied down and bolted down in our home, you can just go around the house and just like collect stuff. And, you know, I have like a shelves in the basement with different clocks and just all different kinds of things.
Knickknacks. I forget who called it that.
It was Charlie. Your friend Charlie called it knickknacks. He said, I like your knickknacks. So she said, she was like, oh my goodness, this is like my own personal thrift store. I was like, yeah.
Thrift store / storage.
Consignment right. shop. So I went and I redid the room. And usually if Will was working from home, he doesn't like to go into the rec room downstairs and work from home. So he's usually in the living room. And when he's working from home, I'm quiet. I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. I just don't like it. because he's like, I'm in a meeting. Be quiet. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. But I'm watching my show. And so I'm so very thankful that right now we have a personal room that I've created with Cheers. And it was so funny that you went into that room yesterday. You had gotten a phone call.
Yes.
And from a friend, and you cut all the lights off downstairs, and you went up into that personal room and you closed the door.
Yes.
And I had went out, I had came downstairs, I went and got me a light snack. You all know I like to eat at night. And I heard you in the room.
Yes. Yeah. And I did that because I didn't want to be downstairs, first of all, taking the phone call, because I know when you go upstairs and you're ready to retire, you like to keep me close. So that was my way of being close and utilizing the new space. So a funny story, it started off being a man cave, that the idea came from man cave. And she walked up to me and said, now, this is the space between us, y'all. That she came up and said, I'm going to make you a man cave. Ooh. And I was like, no, you're not. I said, how are you going to make me a man cave?
Excuse me.
I got a cough for y'all.
I'm sorry I'm coughing, but that was hilarious.
And then she gave it a quick thought like, well, okay. I still can decorate it, though,
How is it a man cave when it has curtains and, you know, it has a lamp and a lampshade? No, it's a room. And I was like, you know what? You're right. We're just going to call it. We're going to call it our room / your man cave.
So
I put a basketball in there.
Yeah, she put a NCAA basketball. And then NCAA basketball. So it kind of gives a little husky touch. So yes,
and you have a 55-inch screen TV on the wall.
Definitely.
To watch the game.
Yes.
So that matches. But the space between us, because we need space, you know, even if we're in a home and you don't want to separate.
Right.
But you still need that space. And we talked about this before. I'm needing that space. And to say, this is my time. This is your time.
Yeah.
And it's not so much. It's not always about you needing your time.
Right.
You just need space to branch out in the room, in the house. And I told him, I told you, I was like, I'm going to bring all of your clothes into that room and put it in the closet, in that extra closet.
So what does that sound like, folks? And this sounds like I'm being evicted from my own bedroom.
But this is so funny because I was just talking to a friend and I didn't even bring up this conversation. But I was just talking to her and she said, I want to be in a relationship, but at some point of the day, I want to have my own room. And she was like, no, it's not that I want to be selfish with my space. I just want in a certain time of the day or getting dressed in the morning. Is that possible? I said, well, yeah, you could have your own room where you get dressed.
Right.
And maybe where you have conversations. Yeah. That's your own space. And I said, but I remember watching the Steve Harvey show. And he was, and one woman came up and she was like, I want my own room. I don't want to sleep in the room with my husband.
Oh,
and
that's
that's a no-no. So it was like, and her and I was talking about that. And I was like, that's too much space between you.
Mm.
You know,
that space between them will create the space
between. Yeah. So it's okay to have that space. I feel that it's okay to have that space where, though, you know, you can take a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, this is my, you know, my den, my office, right. My dressing room. All ladies love to have their own dressing room,
mm-hmm.
where you get dressed. And so I kind of like kicked them out the bedroom. I didn't kick you out of the bed.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But kicked them out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get dressed in your own room.
Once again, folks, I have been moved out of my bedroom into this space. But I will say this. It was nice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes when I get up early and I don't want to disturb you because Sleeping Beauty is beautiful.
That's
when
nice.
She's asleep, and I love for her to get her sleep so she can remain beautiful.
And peaceful.
And peaceful. So I do like to, you know, let her, allow her to have her sleep, and I'll go into the next room and I'll iron whatever I need to do, prepare myself to get ready to walk out the door, to take care of whatever business I need to take care of. So that, I've been enjoying that. And then, you know what I mean?
Like, do you feel like you, like this is your domain?
Yeah, because I get that hour or hour and a half in the morning where it's kind of like somber.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's a good quiet. It's meditation. I can, because I will pray, you know what I mean, say like prayers and stuff to myself.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know what I mean. So it's a good thing.
So there we go.
Hmm.
So you know, you all, it's good to have a space between you. And then the other thought of a space between you.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got on the show, y'all, I was not talking to Will. I wasn't speaking to him, y'all.
Yes.
I wasn't talking to him.
I did it again, y'all.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Mm-hmm. It's like that.
So I came downstairs. I was all happy to ducky. I'm like, hey, babe, you know, when the last time we smooched and stuff like that? And then I don't know what kind of funky mood you were in. And you were like, this, that, and the other. And
well,
I was just like,
we getting ready to get into it and discuss that mood that I was
and
in.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going back upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the slash
personal space.
Personal space slash man cave.
Slash man cave slash timeout slash get out my room. Go into your corner. It's definitely a multi-purpose room.
Multi-purpose room. We even have coffee in here. So
yeah,
so
we have our morning coffee.
Morning coffee in there. So I went in there, and then he came in. And he was like, "Let's have prayer.
Yes.
Let's come downstairs. Mm-hmm. And are you ready?" Then you was like, "Do you feel better?" I'm like, "No."
Uh huh. Being stubborn, y'all.
No.
Being stubborn.
So I was not talking to him prior to 20 minutes ago.
Was it it was 20 minutes ago.
It was about 20 minutes ago. I was not talking to you.
Yeah, absolute silence.
The space between us was silent.
Mm-hmm. The space between us was the space between us.
I wasn't talking so much that I changed the topic of this.
Yes, and we're not even going to get into what the topic was going to be. Or should we?
No, we don't have to. That's next week.
That'll be a surprise.
That's next week if you
if
play
the space
cards,
between us is good.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go, y'all.
So when he said, I was like, I'm changing the topic. And I was like, the topic is the space between us.
Right? Like, okay, let's do it. You want to have it out? Let's have it out. Let's work through it. Let's
tackle
it.
But that's let you know that, you know, every relationship has its ups and downs, just like we do.
Well, let me tell you why. Because you was upstairs, you know, you was in a mood, and I was setting things up, getting ready, and I couldn't find a piece of equipment for our light kit to light the stage. And it frustrated me because I know for a fact that I put it in a certain spot and it was not there. But I had to calm my nerves down and I found it.
Where was it?
It was behind the floor vase. Hmm. It fell behind there. But I pulled everything out from the place where it would have been at and did not see anything. And I'm like, So I apologize to my beautiful, lovely.
No, you did not apologize. I did. You said, let's pray.
I apologize to you.
You didn't.
Well, you folks, said, here we go. Pray. Online, folks.
Online. Let's hear it.
Baby, mm-hmm. Look at me. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry. Okay. For projecting my frustration on you. And I won't make any promises that I won't do it again. But I will absolutely do my 100% best to curb my enthusiasm.
Okay, I'll forgive you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm.
So it was simple.
Yes.
It was easy.
And then we prayed, and my prayer was...
No, we prayed beforehand, and you were like, are you okay? I'm like, no. This makes me feel okay, the apology. It's what is you know, the prayer, God can soften the heart and make me go forth, right? Mm-hmm. But the apology that came from you just now, it's what makes me okay.
Ooh.
That puts together.
So
brings together the space between us.
So are you okay? Did it put you back in the mood you was in when you was upstairs? Before you came down?
No, I'm not there anymore. We missed it.
Dang it.
No. Missed it. Try again.
No, I didn't.
But but apologies accepted. And it does allow the space between us to grow, to come in, to mm-hmm. grow. Because, you know, it's the words that, these are the words that's not being said.
Right.
That creates the space between you. You know, you have to apologize. You have to work through words. You have to soften the blow, y'all. That's
so it's saying. A lesson out there, fellas. You hear this?
Yeah.
Apologize.
Yeah. And for you Christian men, you know, you want to jump to like, let's pray. Yeah, yeah. God can fix everything. But.
Apology.
Yeah. Apologies. To the most simplest thing. I mean, I didn't hold it to like your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't count it towards your heart. It's just your head. Like, okay, you're not in the right head space. And I know that. And I know that tomorrow or later on that evening, you know. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been that, Bill. But later on that evening that I wouldn't have been.
It would have been ice cream?
It would have been ice cream.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We just, you know, what happens is, like, you'll come and you'll hold me. Mm-hmm. And then I try to scoot away from you.
Yeah, like, that was cute.
And then you come a little closer. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it, like, you come a little closer.
Yeah, that's when I'll be trying to close the space in between
then
us.
You'll take me by my waist and you'll pull me up against you. And then that means don't move. And I'm like, okay, I won't move. Just stay here. And so then we just end
that
the night.
That mean where you think you going? Get over here.
So there's so many elements to the space between us. Mm-hmm. It's that, and then it's the time that you need to have a long time.
Right.
And we talked about the long time before, but this right here, you know, because we're just, you know, we always tell you this is a real time journey. Mm-hmm. And so when we're going through things, we can be on one subject and be like, you know what?
We're going to flip the script
because today, in this hour, or
this moment.
Absolutely.
Pi-yow.
Yes. Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what we're talking about. Like, what?
Like, how are you just going to switch that all the way up? But, yeah. Real time journey. Real time love. Real time talking things through. Real time understanding and knowing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So y'all know we always talk to the This Is Us. Mm-hmm. And we ask them about the space between it. Like, when do you know that you need time alone? Do you know how do that operate in a relationship? Because some people can be offended by that. And they, you know, hey, I need some time alone.
Yeah, and I can see that.
And then people can be like, well, you need time alone. What does that mean?
Yeah.
So, we want to make sure that everybody understand that you need time alone. And this is what This Is Us had to say.
You want that. You definitely want that as much as you want, as much as you want it. You also have to admit that there are times when you're just like, you kind of pull back just a little bit. And whether it's because, like, this is like your first, second relationship, so you're still trying to figure things out, or it's just like you have things that you're still trying to figure out in yourself that's like, oh, I haven't gotten to that point yet. So when somebody's like, okay, you're saying, for example, you've been telling me for the past 2 months you want to get a new job, and they're like trying to check up on you just to make sure that like you're on track for things like that. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, you just start getting annoyed. You're like, man, today's not the day I want to hear that. And it's just like, I'm just trying to focus on this other stuff. And then you almost have to realize to yourself, it's like, well, this is kind of what you wanted, wasn't it? Like, you wanted somebody who was going to not necessarily always like be on top of you, but like at least hold you accountable when you say you want to.
Yeah.
And then it comes to that realization where it's just like, okay, you say you want it, and you definitely want it in the other person. You want the other person to give it back to you. Because if you can't take it back when you dish it, then it turns into a situation where these little fractures happen, where they're just like, well, I thought this is what you like, didn't. And then they feel like, they're the right thing. And it's like, no, it's not you.
That goes into like also, when do you know you need your own space? Because when you kind of get into that part where as though it's like, I like accountability, right? Or accountability, you know, accountability. But at moments, like you said, focus, you know what you want in marriage.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you know, what you don't, may not want. Mm.
So yeah, it's hanging with the Howards. We're doing a series that open up and share about all of their nuances of just becoming newlyweds and only being a year round. And one of the things the wife wanted, Fatima, was like, he's always taking his nap. He got to take this 2.5 hour nap. I was like, sis, you got to let the boy nap. The man been napping for decades before he met you. You take his nap away, you're going to find yourself with a totally different man. This is part of his routine. This is how he shut it down. This is how he rejuvenate. We can't take everything away from him. And for him, this was really a big part of his identity, that once he got home from work, he ate a little something, he shut it down, right? So, Rhett, you see the men nodding. That's the equivalent of playing fantasy football, right, fellas? That's the equivalent of going to the gym and boxing. He needed to shut it down. So that's part of his individuality. Now, she takes naps with him, right? So, or even in separate rooms to give him still his space. But she's gotten it. Like, let the man be, and we can figure out how to utilize other pockets of time to still get what you need. But that's important that he has that stabilization. Because again, he moved. He was the only child. He moved in with a woman. He had to now catch more scepter to get to work. So much change in his life just from committing to one woman. We don't want to take the nap away. Let the man rest, right?
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about when you need your own space in a relationship? What are some of the red flags for you that say, okay, you know what, it's getting kind of close, and I'm gonna need my own space.
Sure. Well, anybody I'm in a relationship already know, first 30 minutes is mine. I'll be better for you, right? Mm-hmm. It's my children though. First 30 minutes when I walk in the door, when I leave an event. Namaste, right? You're not gonna want to encounter me. Let me woosa, because my answers might be short, or I might hear you but don't hear you, right? Mm-hmm. So not even like I'm gonna do the bear and attack you. I'm just not completely there, right? So let me be the best for you and me, and give me 30 minutes.
My name is Demi Babatunde, and I have a podcast called What's On Your Mind with Demi Babatunde.
And my name is Focus from the Focus of Love. You can find me on YouTube as well as Instagram, and Focus James on Facebook. Focus from the Focus of Love.
Wise words from Demi and Focus.
Always.
Keep it going, laughing and everything else. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, baby, you're going away.
Yes.
To a men's retreat, mm-hmm, that you've planned for. Is it about 3 months to 2 months ago you planned for it?
Yeah, I would say about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
And I'm excited because I'll actually, not only will I be going to this retreat, but I have the opportunity to be able to speak at this retreat as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that and bonding, making some new relationships and seeing what God does.
Yes. So this also has a lot to do with the space between us.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that there's times that you need to get away and to I was about to say sore, your Royal Oaks.
Oh, no. No.
But I thought about
bring that back.
Bring it back. It's so time to get away to, you know, unwind.
Breathe.
And
yeah.
And breathe.
Breathe and bond.
And bond and be around.
Really meditate and really focus on God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Take that time to intentionally do that.
And as individuals, you know, we always say you are a human being and you need your time. You need your space so that way you can come together in your relationship.
Yeah.
And you can reflect and say, okay, you know what? I had time to think about some of the things that I'm dealing with as a person. Mm-hmm. And these are my strengths and these are my weaknesses. And I think sometimes when you're in a relationship, you lump your relationship in with your personality.
Explain.
You and I do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not careful, you may like a certain thing or as you know, in our relationship, but you may not like it as an individual.
Right.
So you kind of like lump, you don't know where you began in our relationship, you know, where I am at it in the relationship, and it constantly gets so mended together, which can be a good thing, but always understand that you are still your individual person. You are,
right.
You are a person and you like certain things. You want to do certain things, certain ways. And you have to have your own identity, even in your marriage.
Yeah.
You don't want to have it to the point that,
you're living two separate lives.
Yeah. But there's something that says, this is my identity. And I believe that in your identity is what keeps that person in love with you, falling in love with you.
Yeah, and keep pursuing that person.
Right, pursuing it. Because it's like, oh, he's a different person. Oh, she's a different person. They're like, this
are you making
like
the body movements? What's going on? Yeah, okay.
So by doing that, you know, by taking time out to have some space between us, you get to grow as a man. I get to grow as a woman. And then it creates the pursuit.
Yeah, it's kind of like
over again.
A reboot or recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm using those IT terms. Sometimes you got to do a hard shutdown and then power back up.
Never a hard shutdown in your marriage.
No,
don't
never.
Do that.
No.
That gets what that does is get the topics changed.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure you take care of the situation.
Yeah.
And make it do what it do.
Yes. So you all, we thank you. Dedicate our hour or half an hour to you. And thank you so much for tuning into the Weird I Love You podcast.
Yes.
With Will and Sharana.
We absolutely love you all. And continue to follow, like, share, and tune in. We also have the retreat that we're preparing for.
Yes, right.
The Diamonds and Pearls retreat. So,
June 17th through the 19th.
Yeah.
If you are listening on today, if you didn't get your tickets, you can, you know, if you didn't get the tickets for the overnight.
Right.
And you're listening today and you're like, dang, I wanted to go because the cutoff date was the 13th. And you want to go, just put into the Less Chat and comment and say, I really want to go. Is there space? And in that moment, if you do it on this Sunday, we will make space for you.
Yes.
This will be the only time that we will make space for
you. And it has to be today.
For the overnight.
For the whole weekend.
Right. Now, if you are coming and you missed the date, but you still want to do the retreat and you still want to do the Diamonds and Pearls
dinner. Formal dinner.
You can also go on the website as well and say, listen, I'm not spending the night, you know, but I still want to come to the retreat.
Right.
And I still want to come to the dinner. That part is not closed.
Right.
It's the only part that's closed is the overnight part of it.
Right.
So if you still have time to get your tickets to join us for the retreat, for all of the seminars workshops, and workshops and then the Diamonds and Pearls dinner, and you can pay for either or together. You can right. you can come to either or together. So don't miss out, y'all. Don't yes, miss out. Don't yes, miss out. Yes, get yes. your tickets to the Diamonds and Pearls Marriage Banquet. Mm-hmm. It is a formal banquet, and we are going to look so fabulous
and have a ton of fun.
That's right.
And we're going to fall in love all over and all over again.
Yes.
So
yes.
this is the perfect opportunity to come and just rekindle or strengthen or be introduced to what love in action really looks like with the crew. You know what I mean?
Yes. Our marital community.
Yes.
An engagement community. If you're not married, like, I'm not married. But if this is a premarital, mm-hmm. marital retreat, this is not just for married people.
Right.
This is for individuals that are serious about yes. their relationships yes. and want to go deeper and mm-hmm. take it to the next level
yep.
of consistently being in love
yeah. with one another. And being
intentional.
Yes. Like, just like you said.
Yes.
So
baby,
mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you.
I thank you for my apology.
And I'm apologizing again and again. 1,000 times I apologize.
So you all take care out there until next week.
Yes.
From the Way to Island Podcast, I'm your host, Sharana.
And I'm your host, Will Music.
So long.
See ya.